We're back to the Neil Haley Show and goals, 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 goals. I think that we set so many goals for ourselves and we don't take little goals that have been achieved before reaching that higher goal, and we don't feel that success. We always are looking for the highest, largest goal. And my guest today, Harriet Watson's on the program. Harriet, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here as well, Harriet. And so when you talk about goal setting and the process of goal setting and how do we achieve those goals? It's because, again, a lot of times we set such insurmountable goals that we don't forget the success on the way, right?
Yes, exactly. I consider goal setting like a road trip.
Okay.
People have a set goal. They have everybody in the car. They pull the GPS up because the GPS is their guide. They get there and they're happy and everybody's good. People need to use the same kind of thinking when it's they're on the road to achieve a success or a goal that they want. And you do that with certain strategies and principles are necessary to achieve those goals. Stay on the path, the road that you need to get to that success. I have the strategies necessary to achieve those kinds of goals, not give up, lose feelings such as anger and irritability and resentments, yes, because you gave up. I allow people, I teach them how to stay on that path to success on their GPS, so to speak, the guide that gives the strategies, the principles that are necessary to achieve that goal. I am your guide to achieve on the road to success.
Who do you primarily work with? Who is your clientele base? You work with
It various kinds of depending upon what your problem is.
okay.
Some
Yeah.
of it's relationships, sometimes it's the children, their behavioral issues.
Okay.
It's the same strategies that one needs to use in order to achieve the success with it. And one of it is staying on task.
Interesting. So when you set up goal setting, you set up goals for your personal life. You set up goals for your children. You set up goals for your saving money. You save up goals for maybe going to a specific vacation. So you're not really always talking about the very ones that some people look at. It's almost like New Year's resolutions, but living it 24/7, 7 days a week. Not okay, just in January, I give up 2 weeks in, right?
Yes, you stick with it because consistency is one of the principles that are necessary to achieve any of our goals. Because when there's not consistency, you give up. You don't meet it, the success that you want. And then people wonder why they don't achieve it because they have not given it their all like they do on a road trip. They don't get off the road. They stay on it till they get to their destination. Achieving our goals and successes is like that. You don't give up. You stay on the path and you will meet success at the end using certain strategies and principles in order to do that, no matter what the goal is, finances, health, relationships, the children. You use the same strategies and principles in order to do that.
Okay. All right. So do we set too many goals for ourselves at times when we are looking at these different places? As it should be small, achievable goals is the first one, not long-term goals. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely, absolutely. You can't, once you know that you have, even with small goals, once you achieve it, it gives you empowerment to know that, well, gee whiz, if I did that, I can do the next thing. Because people get, they don't have any patience with themselves.
That's right.
Patience is key. It is one of the principles that I will be discussing and helping people sort through those things that are barriers to their successes.
And those barriers to your success, they keep that. What are they? What are those types of barriers or blocks that happen?
Well, they just, they're impatient, number one. They want it right away. They don't want to wait. They expect some kind of magic, but it's not about magic. It's just about staying on the road, continuing to work towards what they know they're able to do once they understand that it is going to be a certain amount of patience involved in it, but they feel, I can do this.
Yes.
I can achieve it. I have done certain things. Now I can do the rest. Let me put this part on there and see how that works. It works with guidance and support and nurturing, which I do. They feel that, yes, I can do this. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of an empowerment kind of thing that they need to have. And of course,
right. If you don't have any success, then you give up, right? If let's say it's a weight loss goal, and you're not seeing little goals in between to getting that goal. Say you want to lose 20 pounds. So be happy when you've lost a couple pounds, right? Don't make it so I get to that major goal. And that's the same thing in any goals that you're talking about in your personal life, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You just keep doing it. It's like, you know, because you're going to feel that you get a certain amount of strength. And so you stay with it. It's like the children. I give parents strategies and they work. And then they stop doing those and expect them to, you can't do that. Because once you stop, they revert back to their old behaviors and stuff. I'm like, gee whiz, Harriet, I wish I hadn't done, but I said, it's okay. Just start again. They're very teachable and they're programmable, children are. So we are too as adults.
Exactly. What happens when you get down on yourself? You feel down and discouraged that you're not reaching your goal.
Well, you look back at what the consequences are for not. And it's going to be an unhappy feeling inside, deep down inside. And only the person has control of whether they're going to stay in that angst, that anger and the regret, you know. And they have to decide that that's not how they want to feel.
Awesome. Well, this is just great information. It gives people hope. But if they're still struggling, you're definitely available to talk to them, aren't you? Aren't you?
Oh, yes, I am. I have. Yes, I have 20 years experience, and I know that certain strategies and personal development work to get people out of those kinds of feelings and they can't do it and all of that.
So where can we find info? Where's the best place to go?
Go to my website, my Facebook page.
Awesome. Perfect. And the website is?
My website is askharriet.com.
Awesome. We appreciate you coming by, Harriet. And definitely, we have to set those goals for ourselves in our personal life, not just like our business or in different ways of achieving personal success. Look at the people around us and setting those goals and really keep growing. And appreciate you coming by.
And yes, and be sure to get a guide that can nurture and support you.
All right. Thanks again, Harriet. Take care.
You're welcome.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
All right.